What is up, and welcome to the Pasta Physique Podcast, a place where we give you the tools to align your body, mind, and soul so you can create a life you're obsessed with.
We're your hosts, Jen and James, and we manifested our dream life here in Italy, where we eat pasta, lift weights, swim in the sea, and enjoy wine with dinner. It's all about balance.
We are on a mission to help you feel empowered to take messy action on your journey. Want to join us? Let's dive right in. What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, it is just me, Jen, for a solo episode. So if you are new to the podcast, typically James, my husband, and I do it together, but this week I am flying solo, so welcome. And today we are talking about my favorite yoga pose, Shavasana. And we're going to explore really why having this conscious rest is so, so important in your day, in your life. And really, this conversation and the idea of this podcast was sparked by one of my one-on-one yoga clients who, on a coaching call earlier this week, said, I could stay in Shavasana forever. And this was such a profound moment for this client. So I wanted to talk about this because for so many people, rest and this idea of rest seems really elusive and really impossible during the day, right? Like, it's so easy to be like, produce. How productive can I be? Can I just get this one more thing in? How can I multitask? You know, I've got my little screen, my medium-sized screen, and my big screen, like my phone, my computer, my TV. I'm doing all of the things. What else can I squeeze in? And by really allowing yourself to have conscious rest, to really allow yourself, if you're in a yoga practice, to settle into Shavasana, you actually can truly be more productive and have more ease during your day. And this is the part that we tend to overlook because rest feels counterproductive. It feels like a waste of time. And the reason for this client being like, I could stay in Shavasana forever, we did this coaching call at her lunch break. So she felt so much more calm and clear. She had some strict deadlines that afternoon. She had a meeting that afternoon. So she could have canceled this coaching call. She could have chosen to not show up because, you know, her to-do list was really long and she had a lot of pressure from work in the afternoon, but instead she showed up. And because of that, she was able to continue into her afternoon from a place of clarity, from a place of ease, and not from that, you know, frantic energy that we can sometimes experience when our body is in a stress response. So that is truly the power of not only a consistent yoga practice, not only leaning into Shavasana, but really carving out time for conscious rest in your day. So first, let's talk about Shavasana. So if you're new to the practice of yoga, Shavasana is an asana or a pose that is often done at the end of a flow or at the end of a class. It is often known as corpse pose. And this is the pose where you come flat on your back, on your mat, your legs are long, your arms are out wide, and your whole body relaxes into the mat. Your shoulder blades are supporting a slight opening of your chest. Your chin is slightly tucked to elongate your neck and your spine. But really, in Shavasana, there is no work. So you work throughout the entire physical practice of yoga through your flow, through your asana practice, and we release all of that in Shavasana. Anything that you might be holding on to, wherever there's stress in the body or wherever you might have tension, Shavasana really calls for you to release that. Now, when I first started yoga about 7 years ago at this point, I really hated Shavasana, which is a strong word, but like I really couldn't let myself relax into that final pose. And some of the stories that I was telling myself were, I'm too busy for this. I can't sit still. I like to move. I need to always be moving. And all of those were exactly that. They were stories. They were stories that I created. My brain created those stories. They were not true stories. They were just what I believed. And then my brain found evidence to make them feel true. So over time, I've now been able to rewrite those stories so that I can really use my yoga practice to support me and to bring more calmness into my life. And that was something that took time. That was something that took the, you know, support of a coach and support of my yoga teacher to really see the value of Shavasana and to help me unwrite these rules or these beliefs that I had created about myself. Now, a big part of that transition for me was my yoga teacher training, because my yoga teacher, my mentor, was always telling me I needed to lengthen my Shavasana. Even when I was teaching, you know, a low to the ground class that was really relaxing and restorative, I still needed to lengthen my Shavasana. So over the course of my teacher training, we spent many, many hours refining how I lead my yoga students through a Shavasana pose. And it's truly an art and a science that goes into this. And I don't know, I do. I'm going to call myself the queen of Shavasana purely because I just, the value of this one singular pose that it can bring into your life is so, so impactful. Like, it truly is. It can really shift the entire way that you approach your relationships, your career, yourself, your relationship with yourself. And one thing to consider in Shavasana is that it is not sleep. Like, it is not a nap. It is not a place for you to go to sleep. And you might be thinking, okay, but you know, I feel good after I sleep. Maybe not. Maybe that's not the case. But regardless, Shavasana is a form of conscious rest. It's really being in a state of like calm alertness. And that's not quite sleep, right? Because in sleep, we're not alert. Our body is not aware of what's happening. And in Shavasana, that is what's happening. So in this episode, I want to dive into exactly how we can call on this conscious rest during our day so that we can have this feeling of peace, this feeling of ease, like my client experienced going into the second half of her workday, this clarity, this alertness to be able to tackle your to-do list and to show up to your responsibilities in a really intentional and focused way because of conscious rest. So your body is biologically designed to have a stress response whenever there's an imminent threat. So in the past, that might be like fire or a tiger about to eat you. And when your body feels like there might be an experience that is a threat, your body then experiences stress. And then when the threat passes, your body comes down to neutral. This is the stress cycle. However, in our modern day society, there's so many low level threats, right? So like, it's not like you're going to be eaten by a tiger. And there may be some also high level, you know, stress experiences, but your body is now operating in an experience of stress throughout the day, all of the time, because of these low level threats. So that stress cycle of coming back to neutral, coming back to a restorative place is never completed. And that stress can be anything from like a full work schedule to getting married to buying a house. It could be events that make you feel good or that make you feel bad. Both cause a stress response in the body in addition to exercise. And your body can't differentiate between exercise stress, money stress, relationship stress. You know, oh my God, I'm having this amazing party, but it's causing me to experience stress. Your body doesn't know the difference. It just knows that it is in a heightened state due to how it's responding to stress. And this is why I mentioned exercise. This is why at the end of a yoga practice, we end with Shavasana as a way to integrate the practice, the physical practice, and allow your nervous system to reset. So even with the yoga flow that I did earlier this week with my client on the coaching call, it was a slow and calming flow, which is what she requested. And I still had her come into Shavasana at the end of the practice. So again, your body can't really sort out this perceived good stress from bad stress because they're both impacting your nervous system. And when your nervous system is operating in this heightened like state, everything is impacted from sleep to digestion to blood pressure to your hormones to your immune system, which is why creating time to rest during the day, and remember, this is a calm alertness, conscious rest. So I'm not necessarily saying sleep or a mid-afternoon nap, which can be impactful, don't get me wrong, but today we're talking about conscious rest. You are allowing your body and nervous system to come back to a state of neutrality, to feel safe again. So again, it's not that you maybe feel unsafe from, you know, a full work schedule, but your nervous system is treating it as a threat, meaning you need to tend to your nervous system so that it can feel at ease, it can reset, it can be restorative. So that way you're not continuing to operate in this low level, you know, state of threat at all times. Now, this conscious rest, when you do this during the day, when you allow this space during the day, it means you're not going to take like all the baggage, all your shit to bed with you at night. Because I think we've all been there where our day is go, 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 go. All of a sudden it's bedtime. You get in bed. Maybe you fall asleep right away. Maybe you don't. But at some point in time during the night, your brain starts running wild. You know, you're coming up with your to-do list. You're thinking about everything it is that you need to get done tomorrow or this week. You're thinking about the awkward conversation you had with a colleague. You're thinking about, I don't know, like, where's my birth certificate? Like, all of a sudden, your brain starts running wild and you can't sleep. So by giving yourself time during the day to like rest, to sort out your thoughts, to really check in with yourself, maybe even multiple times during the day, it means that you can go to bed from a more centered place. And sure enough, this same client who I've been speaking about throughout this episode, because she's been creating time for Shavasana, because she's been creating time for rest, and because she's been adding these practices into her day, and we just started working together about 3 weeks ago, she is sleeping better. She is sleeping through the night. She's established a mindful nighttime routine. And because of that, she's waking up with more energy. She's waking up with clarity. She moves through her work day, her regular 9-to-5 job, but she also has this new found alertness and energy and excitement because of this state of centeredness, if that's a word, that she's experiencing. That she is also really taking her business on the side to a new level. And this is the impact that conscious rest can have. When you pause during the day, you create a ripple effect that actually increases your energy. It increases like this state of calm alertness. And it therefore, as a byproduct, increases your productivity from a really intentional way. So it can be helpful to carve out this rest, like schedule it into your day, into your Google Calendar. Maybe it's 2 5-minute increments. Even maybe that right now feels a lot. Then I challenge you to just take 5 minutes of rest during the day and it can have an impact. Now, if you are anything like me, you might be thinking, well, what can I do during my rest? Maybe this is a great time to catch up on that podcast I wanted to listen to, or I can maybe, you know, catch a chapter of my book that I'm reading, or maybe I can, you know, go sit and have a coffee and take emails and that's rest. No, 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 no. Instead of thinking, what can I do during my rest period? Rather, see it as an opportunity to be instead of do, okay? What is it that you can be during that time? Can you be present? Can you really, really allow yourself to be in a state of rest, okay? So really gently set aside the to-do list. It's not going anywhere. And know that by giving yourself even just 5 minutes of rest, you can then approach that to-do list from a much more focused and calm state. So my challenge for you is this week, maybe take 5 minutes for rest. Maybe take this idea of being instead of doing into an afternoon, maybe even to a whole day on the weekend, and see if by taking some time to rest, taking some time to be you, check back in with yourself, who are you? Say hi, and notice if that has an immediate impact on your day. And also consider, where else can I schedule this in during my week? Where else can I schedule a few moments of rest? And maybe it's not, you know, unrolling your yoga mat in your office and coming into Shavasana. If it is, amazing. Maybe it's just locking the computer screen, getting in your chair, allowing your shoulders to relax, closing your eyes down, setting a timer for 5 minutes, and just being, just checking back in with yourself, asking yourself, how are you? Okay, that's your challenge. Go be a human being, not a human doing. And now if you are loving this vibe and you're like, okay, I need more Shavasana. I really want to call this rest in my life, but I literally don't see how this is possible. Then what I want you to do is send me a DM or head to the link in my Instagram bio. My Instagram handle is @JenOStreet and hop on a consult call with me. And what we'll do is we'll chat about your lifestyle and we'll see ways that you can specifically add this rest into your day, okay? So what we'll do is we'll look at your schedule, we'll see what's coming up for you so that you can experience the same calmness and clarity that my client did, okay? So again, head to the link in my bio, book a call with me. We'll see how to make this work for you. And if it feels like a good fit working together, then imagine what kind of ease and good, happy feelings you can call into your life after 6 months of being together. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Take some time for rest, and we will see you next week.